Okay. It's a boss fight. It's oh my gosh, look how many healths that guy has. It's a floating rock head and two rock fists. What is it like in Ongo Bongo's cavern in Ongo Ocarina of Time, and then the same enemy is in the Egyptian level of Mario 64. You know what I'm talking about. Hello, friends. Welcome to Turtle Power Presents, the Power Playthroughs podcast with Turtle Power. I'm your host, Turtle Power. This is a podcast where we play games in a powerful way. And we're checking out Dungeon Drafters from Dengan Entertainment. This is a deck building, dungeon exploration, tactical adventure, role playing game, probably. It's a lot of things.
The world of Four Corners is a land of adventure where magic are cards and cards are magic. It was created from a formless world by the powers of the four archetypes. Born from the prayers and wishes of the many peoples drifting in this land. Born from the prayers and wishes of the many peoples drifting in this land without form, the four embodied powerful magics that fulfilled those wants. The traveler journeyed through that formless world, guiding its many peoples, while the raider destroyed the forces of nothing that impeded the world to take form. The warden built the world and vowed to protect it, while the oracle taught the people and instilled them the want for learning and improvement. The followers of the four archetypes, the 12 saints, encoded the powers of the four creators in cards capable of harnessing their magic. The world found prosperity. Until a fifth appeared. This false archetype created from envy, the stranger, wanted to destroy the world and decay it back to formless chaos. The four archetypes, alongside their 12 disciples, their 12 saints, went to war with the stranger to protect their newly built world, yet they could not defeat it, only managing to seal it, alongside with its chaotic and corrupting magic, through the sacrifices of the four archetypes. And thus the world moved on, with the four only remembered by the powers encoded in their magic cards, towards an era of prosperity. Until a young man traveled to a forgotten corner of the world of Four Corners. There he found a tower, an undiscovered place of mystery, begging to be explored. There the man found the ancient seal of the stranger, the forbidden magic from ages before, unleashed anew, along with strange cards encoding its power. As the seal was broken, the magic of possibilities, of chaos, returned to the world. Clearly opposed to the stable rigidity and orderly harmony of the four archetypes. The peoples of the world felt this dissonance, sensing this to be a threat to everyone's way of life and to the very existence of the four corners. A crusade was called from all the four corners, justified by the writings of an ancient prophecy. The influence of the stranger must be sealed again. It mustn't corrupt the order of the world, lest it be destroyed and returned to formless nothing. And so, bold adventurers from all places travel to the Isle of Doom. On this isle, at the center of the disturbances, sits the imposing tower, the nexus of corruption that is threatening the entire world. Their calling is to raid that tower, stop whoever beckoned its malevolent magic, and return it to its ancient prison.
That's a lot of story. Select a character. We got a mage, we got a brawler, we got a monk, a bard, shinobi, and an explorer. The explorer is a cool bunny man. But we're gonna choose mage since that was first. A prodigy from Garda that became one of the youngest returners to graduate in Garda's Magic Academy. She yearns for adventure and glory. She kind of has like a Sailor Moon type look going on here a little bit. And there's a nice pixel portrait of all of these characters standing on a ship, and then you see the little chibi sprite of them when you hover over each of them. Alright, there's rain falling and lightning in the sky, and a ship on the waves. It's Link's Awakening! It's not Link's Awakening, it's a much bigger ship than that. Although she is looking up at the sky in terror. That's a cool silhouette, this is a cool cutscene, this looks great! Whoa! Our ship just got royally wrecked. Maybe this is Link's Awakening. Now we see the beach. It looks sunny and peaceful and pleasant. The water's a very crystal clear blue, and we see our character laying in the sand, and Marin walks up to her. No, she doesn't. Character's laying in the sand, and there's her spellbook next to her, and then an opening and a gate in front of her, and then in the distance, the tower rises into the sky. This looks gorgeous. I love it. I really like what this game looks like. Okay. Oh, we start our gameplay right here laying on the beach. Our character stands up, her book's floating next to her now, and there's a very clear grid for us. Movement and attacking. Use the arrows to move around the map. Holding direction button outside of combat will allow the character to move fast in that direction. Press a directional button against a unit to execute a melee attack. Works both outside and inside combat, and we can use it to break boxes like this one, and that one, and that one. We're going to break that barrel. Do we need to break all the things on this map? Probably not. Let's attack a tree. You can't attack a tree. Okay. Let's step forward into the unknown ruins. Okay, actions in combat. During the player's turn, you can execute these actions. Move, melee attack, cast a card, and end turn. Moving and executing melee attacks works the same as outside of combat. Just press a directional button. To cast a card, press the action button, and then select a card. To end turn before executing all your actions, hold the cancel button. Executing most actions will spend AP. When your AP reaches zero, your turn will end. So it looks like we've got 3 AP. And we've just drawn our cards. Let's press A to check our cards. We've got swap. Two target units swap their position. Flexible jolt. Either inflict 3 damage to 1 target unit or 1 damage to all units in an area. Dispel blast. Fire shot that applies a dispel in the area. Spark. Fire shot that inflicts 2 damage. Or fateful end. Destroy a target mob that has 1 current HP. Copy a premonition. How much? Oh, wait. No. How much HP do our enemies have? I accidentally moved forward. The slime only has 1 HP. We're going to cast Fateful End. That'll copy a premonition. He's dead. He just disappears. And then, oh, I just used my AP again to move. Okay. Gotta remember not to move. That might be an issue on this, because I want to just be able to use my arrows to look through the cards, but I have to press A first. Slimes are moving here. We're in a small room. This is a 1, 2, 3, 6, 7, 8, 8 by 6-ish room. And most of our spells, it looks like, have a range of 1 or 2. Premonition. Put the card at the bottom of the library at the top. Copy the card at the top of the library. Put the card at the bottom of the library at the top. Copy the card at the top of the library. What? What? How do I check... Oh, press L to check my library. Okay. So, I'm going to play that premonition because I want to understand what the heck it's saying. So it draws the card that was at the bottom of our library, but we don't know what card's at the bottom of our library. Because I don't think this is showing us the order of the cards in our library, right? That one makes sense. Ha, okay. Anyway, what do we got? Flame Ring. Inflict 1 damage to close units. Kill. Copy up to 1 Flame Ring. So I think that's saying if I kill an enemy, then it copies. Okay. We're going to step forward. And then... I have 1 action left. Oh, right, because I used Premonition. We can use Swap. Flexible Jolt. There we go. Does 1 damage to all units area. You know what? We're not going to attack this turn. We're going to move over here so they get close to us, and then we're going to use Flexible Jolt to take them both out at the same time. I believe these guys each have 2 actions, it looks like. Yeah. Player turn. Where's my Flexible Jolt? There we go. Zap! It zapped everybody. We killed them all. This one dropped a starter deck? And that one dropped 67 shards. Can I get anything from these trees or the barrels? There's no reason to break stuff, right? Why would it have things I can break? Oh, nope, that one gave me 16 shards, so sometimes you get stuff from barrels. Okay, combat loop. Combat flows in turns. First the player turn, then the enemy turn, then the neutral turn. After all rounds execute their turns, the combat will complete a round. During the player turn, the player will act first, then each ally of the player will act. in order from closest to the player to furthest. Enemies will act in the order defined by their distance to the player at the start of the round. Neutrals will follow the same turn order. You can press overview to check the turn order number of every unit. Okay, so my right trigger does that. Let's see here. Oh, okay. It just puts a number on everybody. Okay, so let's check our cards. We've got Flame Ring, we've got Swap, Dispel Blast, Spark, and another Flame Ring. So we're going to move down here and down here, and then we're going to use... Nothing can hit that guy. So we're not going to use anything. We're just going to end our turn here. Here come the slimes moving in. What's that plant thing up in the corner? That looks cool. Oh, I'm gonna be able to get all three of those guys at once. Sorry, Uzi guy I moved close to. I'm going up here instead. Oh no, I won't. Flame Ring doesn't have as big a range as I thought. Oh no. Panic. We have one. Yeah, we're gonna use swap because I did a bad. Run away. Alright, well that was a waste of a turn, but I didn't get hurt, which is good. Now they use their action, so that one's going to be right next to me, and the other two will still, or the other three will still be a decent ways away. At least one turn away from attacking me. So, we're just going to do a melee, we're not even going to use a card. I don't need to use a card on you, chump. Let's check what that card is though. Faithful and destroy target mob that has one current HP, copy a premonition. Still don't really know what that means, so we're not going to do that. Well, we can... Oh, this goes... Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah! Okay, so my spark, fire a shot that inflicts 2 damage, will just travel uninterrupted as far as it can. So we're going to shoot a spark at that guy. Ha-ha! We sparked him to death. It does look like my cards that I play stay discarded from room to room, which is definitely something I'm going to need to keep in mind. Okay, both these guys are going to be close to me now. I should be able to do one attack. Yeah, we're melee, move up, and melee. There we go. I don't know if I should be saving my cards. Oh, that thing gave me some health back. But I was already at full health, so it didn't actually do anything. Okay, into the next room. Effects. Certain cards and monsters action inflict effects. These are varied conditions that persist for many turns and can be either positive buffs or negative debuffs. When the player is affected by an effect, they will draw an effect card. The effect card has its own rules and describes how the effect works on the player. As an effect card is a card, it can be cast as with any other cards. When the player casts all cards of that same effect, they will remove it from them. Okay? When you find cards that inflict effects, try to experiment with them on enemies and yourself. The results might be really useful on your adventures. Okay, this room has two slimes and a plant monster, and I can see that plant monster. Oh, he's got 2 health. Okay. Let's see. What is this? Frog the Weak. Inflict Hex 1 on units with current HP at 2 or less in an area. Okay. We're going to step forward one space. We're going to end our turn, and then everybody's going to be in the area of effect for Frog the Weak. Oh no! Okay. The plant monster didn't attack, but it attacked with it like a seed bomb thing, but not in a spot that hit me, which is a little confusing. Alright, here's Hex. Oh, it doesn't affect us. Or the guy right next to us, he's not in range, but it'll affect those two. Which is great. And then oh, it turned them into frogs! We'll attack the slime. And then we'll walk towards the frogs. Hello, frogs. He's running away. Oh, and he turned back into a slime. The other frog ran away and turned back into a plant. So that didn't actually do much for me, but that's fine. What's this one? 2 target units swap positions. Still have that flame ring. If I step forward twice and use flame ring, it only does 1 damage, but it would destroy the slime and hurt the plant. We're gonna do that. Ah, and because it killed that guy, it copied Flame Ring. Okay, so that's kind of how I'm building my deck as I go, I see. Is by copying abilities. Interesting. Well, in that case, let's use Flame Ring again. Why is one Flame Ring blue and one's red? That's odd. Huh. Okay. I recognize that I'm in, like, a tutorial right now, and it's taking me through step-by-step each battle, teaching me more mechanics. But I have so many questions. I wish we would get to them a little quicker. Monster actions. Some enemies may execute complex actions that are very precise and difficult to avoid. You can press the Inspect Tiles button to move a cursor and inspect enemies. This will show their basic information and the actions they'll execute. Oh, cool. You can then press the Action button to check the enemy's actions with more depth. This will draw a danger zone of tiles that the enemy may attack during its turn. Remember to always check the actions of danger and danger zones of enemies, and you will always be prepared to avoid the worst. Okay. Let's get into player turn. I'm going to hit Y to go check out this false dragon. He's going to hop. False dragon, a water element monster that resembles an infantile dragon, but it is anything but. Spits potent water balls. And let's check the plant monster. A stationary plant that attacks enemies by barraging them with explosive seeds. Oh, I'm in the danger zone for that seed. He's going to hit me this turn. Okay. Flexajolt, Fateful End, Dispel Blast, and then we've got some flame rings. I'm going to move one spot over. And then I'm going to use Fateful End to eliminate one of the slimes. And then I'm going to move one space over again. Enemy turn. All right. So the dragon guy hopped, the seed guy blasted, and now the slime hops towards me. Before we do anything on our turn, we need to check where that seed guy is going to attack. He's attacking right where I'm standing, okay? And this guy is using Water Spout, which goes in a straight line right where I'm standing. So I'm going to move over and up and then attack that slime, and that should dodge both of their attacks. There's the seed bomb, perfect. And then is this water... Wait, why is he confused? The water dragon didn't attack. Instead, it said confused. Why are you confused? He's going to hop next turn. Seed bomb's going to hit me, so we're going to move over and up. And we're going to use flame ring. Flame ring. My flame rings don't hit him. Three damage to one target unit, or one damage to all units in the area. Let's do that. One damage to both of them. Okay. I like this game. I'm so far I'm digging it. I'm really curious to see how the deck building goes. Between the art style and the enemy design, I'm kind of into it. All right. We should be able to just attack both of these guys. They both have one health, so we can attack, move, attack. Perfect. Attack, move, attack. You're done. Oh no, he's still alive. Wait, why does he have three health or two health? Didn't he get hit? He got hit by Dispel Bolt or no, the Flexibolt. Is he immune to that? Did one damage? That did one damage. Okay, he's dead now. That was weird. I don't know why he hadn't died. I must have missed something. Breaking barrels and stuff and moving on to a restroom, not a bathroom. But a room where you can rest and pick up some cards and stuff and coins and break in some barrels. And then it looks like we get a choice here. We've got an icon that there's two statues. One has a fireplace icon, like a flame, and the other one has a book. I assume the flame would be healing, like resting at the campfire. We're going to go for the book. Or cards, maybe. Our grave is empty. Our discard pile. Did that reset my deck? Is that what happened? I didn't check my cards before I stepped on it. I should have. Counters and death throws. Some enemies will counter whenever they are attacked. These actions always happen in response to damage, or sometimes heals inflicted. These actions always happen in response to damage, or sometimes heals inflicted directly by other units. Okay. Other enemies will trigger a death throw when they are killed by damage. This is the last action done before they die. Learning how to best exploit or avoid enemies' counters and death throws is paramount for survival, so strategize accordingly and keep track of every enemy's quirks. Okay, We have two enemies here. We have a bomb bug guy that was showing me on that death rose. He explodes when he's killed, and he only has one health. And then we have a common slime, which has two health. He's bigger than the other ones. But I have my spark ability, so we're going to go over. We're going to play a spark card and shoot it at that bomb guy, which should make him explode. And that damages the slime. And now I didn't check what the slime's going to do. He's going to use pursuit or slime bump, I think is what that's telling me. But I'm out of his range, even if I step forward a space. So we'll let him do his move, and then we'll defeat him. Moves towards me, he moves towards me. Now it's my turn to smack him with my stick. Oh no! Ooh! He turned into two little slimes. I probably should have realized that was gonna happen. Okay, one slime is dead. Now it's the little slime's turn, but I'm too far away for you to hurt me. All right, player turn. Krishmak. Breaking the stuff in the stage. That one healed me. Fantastic. I don't think I was hurt. Okay, on to the next area. Oh man, what's this guy? He's like a dude. He's like a big floating mask with a person stuck to the back of it, wiggling around. What are you called? An ancient shaman. A monstrous shaman that venerates the ancients that inhabited Mistwood Island. He's going to use Summon Beetle and then Blink Away. Okay, and you're gonna attack that spot with a seed bomb. So I wanna get out of that spot. Do I have something super cool that I can do? I don't have a throw thing ability. The shaman has 3 health, so that won't work on him. I don't have much I can do here. I'm gonna move up. I'm gonna play my premonition card, I guess, that I don't really understand what that does. Ooh, what is this? What did I draw? Destroy target prop, summon an allied common slime in its place? Yeah! We're gonna summon an allied common slime over behind these guys. Now we're flanking them. Oh, the common slime acts on his own. Cool. Okay. Alright, Shaman's turn, he uses Summon Beetle. He summoned him to the north. Oh, the beetles are the ones that explode. Ooh. And then he uses Blink Away to move one spot backwards. Not very far. There's the seed bomb that misses me. Okay. How am I gonna handle this? I can use Fateful End. Yeah, we're gonna use Fateful End on the beetle to get rid of him because he's gonna explode and hurt everybody else in this match. Oh, it doesn't explode when you use Fateful End. He just disappears. Okay. I probably should have realized that. What do you think Dispel does? Fire a shot that casts Dispel in an area? Let's do it. I don't know what that did. Okay, Shaman swap places with the plant. Plant fires a seed, which I was not in range for. And now, my slime did attack. Okay, good. Nope. A button to check this. Destroy target prop. That's that one. Okay, swap, flame ring, premonition. We're just gonna go attack the slime. Bye, slime, you're dead. And then my slime attacks the shaman, who's down to 2 health, and now it's the shaman's turn. He uses Gust Glyph and attacked my slime with it, I think. This is a, like, the characters are drawn isometric, but it is a head-on isometric as opposed to the normal 45 degree that you would see in non-isometric, which means that this shaman being in front of my slime, I, like, can't see my slime at all. I don't know what's going on with him back there. He's hiding out. Gust Field. A glyph trap that inflicts damage on enemies that move to its position. Ah! So he didn't attack my slime. He set up a trap, which I'm not going to fall into. But I am going to move over and then do one attack and then use Flame Ring, because when I kill you, it'll do a copy of Flame Ring, which seems like a good thing to do. Huzzah! We won! My slime's still here. Is he gonna follow me to the next room? Or does he stay in this room? He stays in that room. Goodbye, slime. All right, we got a Coven Slime, one of the Dragon guys, and one of the Shaman guys. And I have... Ooh, I have my Frog spell. I could hit the Slime and the Shaman. But then I wouldn't have room left to attack. Slime has 2 health. I could do 1, 2, and then I could attack it. False Dragon. And what's the Shaman doing? Summon Beetle, of course you are. Alright. Let's go attack this. No. Let's go over here. And then we can polymorph a petrified monster. Monsters that are petrified become lifeless statues that are brittle to touch. Weird. Okay. We're gonna... Oh, why did I do the health fruit? That was stupid, because if I left the health fruit alone, then I could have used it to heal at the end of the turn. At the end of the round. At the end of the room. Alright, so I got a slime now. He attacked the shaman. Good job. The slime enemy and the dragon are both right in front of me now. And the shaman summoned a beetle. And we drew our shoot a bullet spell. We're going to... What are we going to do? I can't get close enough, so I'm just going to attack this guy twice, get rid of that slime, and then I'm going to play my fire flame ring. Will this give me 2 flame rings back since I'm going to kill 2 slimes with it? No, just 1. Okay, that's fine. All right, false dragon, what you got? He spit water at me and did 2 damage. The shaman swapped places with the beetle. The beetle self-destructed, doing 1 damage to the shaman, which killed him, and 1 damage to my slime. I'm just gonna step forward and attack this dragon twice. And then he heals. Why did you heal? I don't understand. So the false dragon doesn't die when he gets killed. He becomes confused. Is that what happened last time? Does he get like a second life where he lives in a state of confusion? Maybe that's what's happening with him. Sure. I kind of wish all the stuff that I didn't break in the battle would just break at the end instead of me having to run around and hit it all. Oh, this room's bigger. Okay. It's a boss fight. It's oh my gosh, look how many healths that guy has. It's a floating rock head and 2 rock fists. What is it like in Ongo Bongo's cavern in Ongo Ocarina of Time, and then the same enemy is in the Egyptian level of Mario 64. You know what I'm talking about. We're gonna do. What are we gonna do? We're gonna see what this gonna do first. Ancient Effigy. What's your plan? He's gonna use reanimate. I don't like that. And his hands also say reanimate, so does he just get 1 action? Well, what if instead of that, I turned you into a frog? What do you say, huh? He is immune to being turned into a frog, so that was a wasted action. I'm gonna go hit you in the face. And I hit him and he hit me back. Okay. Enemy turn. Ancient Effigy. Uses reanimate. Oh, it reanimated everything at once. So now I have a slime and 2 bomb beetles to deal with. Okay. Rude. Next turn, he's using Checkered Cataclysm and then Hands Up. Checkered Cataclysm hits the floor like a checkerboard. So we're going to move 1 space over so we're not in range of that. And then we're going to use Flame Ring because that's going to hit his hand and his face. Then he did hit me again because I forgot he has a reaction where when I attack his face, I get hit back. Does it tell me that when I hover over him or something? It doesn't seem to tell me that anywhere. No, cards. How do I get to cards? Jump to target position and summon a trick effigy at previous position. That's kind of cool. Swap 2 targets. Flame ring again. Premonition. I'm gonna use premonition. Still don't quite understand. Gave me another of the jump attack things. All right, there goes the checkerboard. We avoid all damage. But it blew up both of his bomb beetle friends. Ha ha ha, I didn't even realize that was gonna happen. Oh, now his hands moved. Okay. What you doing, hands? Okay, his slime that he summoned is right in front of me now. Oh no, oh no. You guys, you did a bad job on something. I just hit the capture button. The description for the ancient effigy hand, instead of telling me about the character, it says #ref! Okay, he's doing an ability called Hand Slam, which is gonna just, it's just gonna hurt. And this one's doing Hand Slam as well. It's doing Hand Slam, hands up, and they fall. This looks like it's gonna hurt a lot, is what's gonna happen on this turn. I can get out of range of this by moving down two, so that's what I'm gonna do. And then I'm going to use Spark to shoot the goo, the slime, which breaks into two slimes. That was a large slime, so now I have two medium slimes to deal with. All right, there's one hand slamming on the ground, and here's another hand slamming on the ground, which destroyed one of the slimes. Nice, okay. And then head slam, okay, hits that area. Okay, I understand now. And then hands up brings them back to where they were and drops more creatures down that it can reanimate. Okay. Starting to get a feel for how this works. What is this card? A destroy target prop, summon an allied common slime in its space. Yeah. Let's do that to this one. That's one less enemy I have to deal with. And now I'm going to go over and up, and next turn I'm gonna attack its hands and not its head, because its head fights back. Okay, my slime moved in front of me. That was rude, slime. Ancient effigy is using ancient's gaze. Oh, did that petrify my guy? I thought he was gonna summon those things, bring him back to life, but he didn't. I guess I need to remember to check what you're gonna do and not make assumptions. Now he's gonna use reanimate. Okay. What's this? Okay, so I have my flexible, but what's this thing? Petrification. Castle will die if it allows another petrification card. Oh. Pass to discard. Discard, reapply, petrify. What? So if I discard this, then it just comes up again. So you can't get rid of petrify. If he petrifies twice, you just die, I think is what's happened there. That's a pain. But I have flexible, which can do 3 damage to his head, and I'll be out of range of him attacking me back. That's wonderful. Okay, and then I have one action left, with which I'm going to move over here. Okay, now it's my slime's turn. It attacks the hand. That's the enemy's turn. He's going to not do anything yet. Here we go. Reanimate. Okay. Now, are you going to do checkerboard attack next? That's what you did last time after that. You are. Okay, so I need to move forward one space, and then I'll be safe. I'm going to move forward. I'm going to attack that slime to get rid of it. And I am going to can I swap the hand? I can! I'm going to put the hand here because the hand's going to be in the way of the checkerboard now. Ooh, you're going to hit your hand with the checkerboard. You'll also kill my slime, but you're going to hit your hand. And I like that. Checkered Cataclysm. Oh, it doesn't hit his hand. It didn't hit my slime either, though, because I actually moved my slime out of the way. So that was good. Okay. Now he's going to do his whole stompy attack, right? So, that's gonna do hand slam, hands up, and then, or hand slam, head slam, hands up, they fall. Okay. So I need to get out of range of all of this nonsense. I'm gonna go up, over and up. Enemy turn. Oh my gosh, it's later than I thought it was. Be done soon. Oh, I think we can beat this guy. I believe in us. Okay, all in all there, he did split his slime into two and destroyed my slime, which is too bad. And then he used They Fall, but the only thing that fell fell onto a slime, and so it didn't get to spawn, which is great news for me. Okay, we're going to use Crystal Trick, which leaves an effigy behind us. Oh, it also lets us move at an angle. I didn't realize that. That's awesome. Excuse me, I should have checked what they're gonna do first though, huh? Ancient's Gaze. Oh, that's the Petrify one, huh? Can I get away from that? I don't think I can get away from that, can I? It doesn't show an area of effect, it just like has everybody highlighted. Oh. I just moved by mistake trying to check my cards. I don't like that it's just tapped to move. That's a bad system. I guess we'll move further away and see if that gets us out of the range of Ancient's Gaze, but I bet it won't. Yeah, nope, I'm petrified. I've lost. I've died. It's like the game knew that I had to leave. We see some gems and cards coming out of my character, and they burn up into nothingness. Womp womp. Let's see, before I close out, if it tells me anything about what the progression loop's going to look like here. So far, we've just got a black screen. Which does not tell me much about the progression loop. Ah, okay. Ooh, we're in like a church thing, and there's like a crow priest in front of us in a glowy circle on the ground that brought us back to life. Little crow priest.
At last the missing castaway returns to the flock. Thou finally hast met demise in these lands. All other travelers on that ship also returned hither after the wreck. Worry not, child. We of the Temple of the Stone hast a mandate to guide adventurers towards their destiny. This town is big, so thee might feel a dram lost at where to go. There aren't many adventurers about, and some of thee supporteth already set shop and barracks. Certainly many of these folks shall help thee to maketh thee comfortable hither. Speak to those folk. If thee wanteth to resume thy adventures and go forth into dungeons, thee should stalk to the Labbit in the Crystal Plaza. The plaza will be southwest from this temple. Thee should have no trouble finding it. Thou now may go, child. If thou ever returneth from the stone, I shalt be hither to guide thee.
Yeah, that's this game. I just amused myself way too much. I am definitely keen to check out more of this. I don't like that boss fight. That boss fight felt a little unfair. It's just like, boom, if he hits you with it twice, sorry, you're SOL. So I'm curious how progression works to be able to make that a surmountable obstacle. But other than that, the only complaint I have about it so far is that there's no confirmation on moving. It is too easy to just press the D-pad and waste an action point. That's a bummer. Especially because, like, just give me an undo button for that. You know, don't let me undo playing a card, but let me undo just a basic, I stepped the wrong direction. Or something, because that I don't like that. Other than that, it seems pretty cool. Thank you for the opportunity to check this one out. Thank you to you for hanging out and checking it out with me. And like I said, I'm going to play more of this and then write about it over on Geek to Geek Media. So keep an eye there as well. And until next time, friends, tape and hope for the best.
If you enjoyed my show, it would mean a lot if you would rate and review it on iTunes, share it on social media, or check out my Patreon. You can find all of my stuff at troidalpower.carrd.co.
This has been a presentation of the We Can Make This Work
Probably Network.
Follow us on Twitter
at Probably Work
for more of our questionable content.
Also, we have a website called probablywork.com.